For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will go for a split tonight over the Michigan Tech Huskies, joined by Will Zamolik. Will, one of Tom's sayings, his go-to sayings, is there was zero open ice out there. There might have been less than zero open ice last night. What's it like playing in a game where you just have to move a puck so darn fast?
You know, it's fun. Tonight was playoff hockey, as you could see, and there was no open ice. But, you know, we still got to find ways to create ice. And I think, you know, we got to get guys in front, get pucks to the net, and create chaos up front.
Is it hard sometimes remembering that the best possible play may not be what exactly you're looking right at right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's hard. And obviously, you know, with no ice, you know, tape to tape, sometimes it's not going to be there. You got to use the wall. But, you know, we just got to stick with it here and be ready to go tomorrow.
You know, you guys are Division I athletes. You train so darn hard. You try to win so much. I get that. You guys want to make a career out of this. Get paid to play a game you love. I get that. Big picture. Tonight is a big night for a bunch of kids. Make-A-Wish night, raising money for kids that are dealing with a lot of bad stuff. What's it like to be able to give back to them?
Obviously, it's cool. You know, tomorrow's crowd should be, you know, really cool. But, you know, obviously we're very fortunate every day to do what we do. And, you know, for those kids to come out, it, you know, makes their day. And, you know, obviously to put a smile on their face, you know, it makes our day too. And, you know, we like to do little things for them too and, you know, get them out to a game.
You know, Beaver Athletics as a whole has done an awful lot for the community. You get out and you read to kids. You get out into the schools and you meet with kids. And COVID put the kibosh on that a lot. You guys have not gotten back completely to doing that kind of stuff again, but is that something that you like and something that you miss?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, in juniors on Cedar Rapids, I would read to little kids, you know, all the time, probably once a week. And we, you know, we go out do the community service. You know, giving back to the community is huge, and, you know, something that puts a smile on my face, on the kids' face, on, you know, whatever we're doing. So obviously, you know, it sucked with the COVID thing coming around, not be able to do it anymore, and I, you know, for sure missed it. And, you know, hopefully going forward, you know, we can do more of that stuff.
Did your dad share any stories with you as a kid of stuff that, you know, he was able to do out in communities? Because, I mean, he was certainly playing in an awful lot of them.
Yeah, you know, he just said, you know, one thing he liked to do, you know, was give back. And, you know, when he did the community service, said he liked it, you know, obviously makes a kid's day. So, you know, any way you can do that is, you know, it's a positive day.
This is also Alumni Weekend, and this program and a lot of programs are built on the history and in their past, but this one especially. RH is a big part of that. How nice is it to see all the alums back this weekend?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, Coach does a great job, too, you know, with our alumni. Says, you know, he built this program, and they did. And, you know, whenever the alumni come into our room before the game, you know, they talk to us. It's awesome, you know, seeing them and getting to meet them. So it's a fun weekend, and, you know, hopefully we can get a W for them tomorrow.
Yeah, back to on the ice. How important is this game? I mean, the regular season.